Hello. Another Thursday.
One of the headlines we're seeing is that you and a bunch of the owners and Roger Goodell got a chance to talk about kind of the social issues in the NFL. Just what did you guys take from that meeting?
I think it was a very unique opportunity, obviously for the players, but I think both sides, that rarely ever happens. So it was great to take away perspective, to see both sides. And, I thought, it was cool just to be open from, they were very open. We were very open with, the feelings and how everything kind of went down and how we felt as players. And I think it was just a great situation and opportunity that we all could sit there and just talk and, throw everything out there. And I think both sides got to walk away with a understanding of how to, each other felt. And it wasn't, I know when that headline comes up, it's like we sat down and probably people think like we negotiated. We did, and it was none of that. It was just, it was a big dialogue. What a lot of guys have been trying to start is dialogue. So I think it was obviously a step in the right direction as far as being able to talk and have dialogue about different issues and different topics. So I thought that was I thought that was good.
Another headline is that Kelvin Benjamin may play this weekend, probably going to play. How much do you not want him?
Honestly, it's good to see. Watching that on film, it looked nasty, just seeing that. So, we got to be ready to go against whoever dresses and plays. I'll never say I don't want to see a guy because of injury. But he's a big part of the offense. He's a really good player. So, we've been preparing to see him anyway, just because you don't know. You see a guy go down, you can't go in a week thinking like, oh, no way he's coming back from that. You don't want to be surprised. But, we'll be ready, and we know he has a lot of abilities out there on the field.
Yeah, you mentioned that meeting. It was good to come away with perspective. What was the biggest thing that you did come away with specifically from that?
Just understanding from both sides. I'm not going to get in depth details about it, but I thought it was just good for the players in the room and try to pass that on, but it wasn't. It wasn't like, 32 teams and a ton of players. It wasn't that. It was just something that was kind of thrown together very quickly and tried to understand. And I think it was good for us as players to be able to talk to other players about things and help them learn more and know more about, how we can progress moving forward.
Did you leave that meeting feeling like the owners and the league office kind of had your back?
I think players kind of saw that when owners came out with different statements Sunday of that. And I think the biggest thing is, as players, we have to keep in the forefront of what we want to get, the inequality, injustice. I think that's what's important. I think we got to make sure this whole thing doesn't turn into the NFL versus Donald Trump. Like, that's not, as players, obviously – he is whatever he is. You can probably have an hour of trying to describe that and everything he is. But I think as players, we have an agenda of what we think, can be done better. And we're trying to use our platform. And I think we have to stick to that. It was good just some of us getting to talk to Malcolm Jenkins, a guy in Philly who's done a ton of stuff. He's created a memo for the NFL of different things that he thinks we can do as a league, that the league can help us as players get done. And it's a ton of different things on that list. And I think that's the key that, we're trying to speak up for and speak out against. And, it's not really this war of, does the NFL owners have our back and let's battle. I don't think it's that. But I do think they're very willing to help us get some of these things going. And hopefully that is what happens out of all of this.
What was an organization that Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, has started, Rise Up, I believe. And he's trying to involve the Dolphins and the Falcons and increase voter registration among professional athletes, spreading democracy in a nonpartisan way. Is that something that not only are you aware of, but have an interest in?
Yeah, and that was like something else, just talking about all those different things. And that's what I think. One of the things we left the meeting saying, like, there's some things that we can do. And obviously I think we all left knowing, like, this stuff's not going to happen tomorrow and the day after. It's going to take time. But that was some of the things that came up, like, hey, how about we go in the different cities and try to do these different things? And you know, like in Miami, how they're trying to get things done. And I think trying to spread that league-wide, not so it's, you know, this team does this team does that, but trying to make it, you know, more league-wide that, you know, we're all trying to get involved and do different things.
Devin, what I hear you say is be more about the actions and helping in communities like you want to, and not about politics per se. Is that a fair takeaway?
Yeah, I think that is, you know, I think, you know, that's what we're trying to do, you know, but how do we separate that and make that right, I think, is what the whole, what society goes through. You know, it's no different with the players.
What was it like just to have Mr. Kraft there, too, with you guys? You know, you said owners were there, but obviously having your owner there must have been pretty nice.
Yeah, it was good. And, you know, like I said, this organization, oh, I mean, there's a ton of things to do on Tuesdays. They're always trying to give back to the community. Mr. Kraft has made himself available to myself over the years I've been here to talk about anything. And you know, he's been a big help. So I thought that was very beneficial to have him there.
How did you and Slater get involved with this?
We just happened to get asked. So, you know, you don't turn that down.
Lee asked you to come?
No, I don't know exactly how anything came in place or anything, but Mr. Kraft just had us come. So that's all we know from Mr. Kraft.
Just curious, what was the reaction that you heard from people or whatever since Sunday, since you guys decided to take the meeting?
Everything. I mean, I'm sure whatever you guys see is the same things we see. So it's ranged from far left to far right, you know, and everything in between.
Expect you guys to do something again this Sunday, or
I think the good thing for us as a team was players wise we wanted to meet and we wanted to be united as players, and I think that is the key thing, and I think that's what we've done. We've met as players and we decide what we're going to do, and you know, I think that is the beauty of this game, is, you know, us as players, when we have issues that we want, then it's up to us, you know, and we decided as players what we'll do moving forward, and we'll try to stick to that.
Would you be willing to share what that is, or would you rather keep that?
I won't, but I mean, if other guys will, but I'm not.
What's the week been like for you? I mean, considering the gravity of what's taking place, what's it been like for you?
Regular week. I mean, Tuesday, hung out with my family, watched film, you know, went to the meeting, but it's been regular. You know, I don't see this as a distraction because it's important to me. It's like anything else. You know, I've never been in a season where I only do football. You know, I do a ton of work in sickle cell and try to do things in the community. So it's all been a balance. You know, I think that is always key for us as football players. You know, I could play my last game on Sunday. You know, life doesn't stop. So I've always tried to keep that balance. And, you know, to me, this is just another part of that balance.
The players have made the choice about what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. They have the freedom. Is it nice to have that freedom from the organization and the coaching staff to do whatever you guys want to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice to have that freedom just as Americans, you know, and I think that's the key thing, you know, is we're all citizens of the United States. So I think that is the key of, you know, the blessing that we have of, you know, living in America.
Devin, was the timing of this important? Because it seemed like, you know, there was the chance of the message just getting further clouded by how it came about this weekend.
The timing of
the meeting in terms of, you know.
Oh, the owners, you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it was from this weekend, so the timing was because of this weekend. So, it was, I think it was a good idea, you know.
People have asked the question how what happened before the game could have affected a player's performance in the game. What is your answer to that? I mean, did you feel like everything that was going on affected your individual performance in that game?
No, I mean, because if you say that, then that means it affected everyone's performance because everyone was involved. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, you know, some guys got to not be involved and some, you know, so to me, that's still even, you know, it's the same way as, you know, we all have, the Panthers had since Sunday to prepare after the game, we've had since that. So as long as, to me, I've always thought it's an even playing field and whatever it is, it is. So I didn't think, you know, we would have won or lost because of that. So, and obviously I can't speak for every individual, but no, I thought it was even, you know, I think it's a good thing to use from the outside looking in, like, oh man, this guy played bad because he took a knee, or, you know, this guy played great because he didn't take a knee. But I mean, we have no idea how the guy would have played otherwise.
You mentioned as players, you guys are unified, and I know you don't want to share with us exactly what you're doing, but will you guys as a team all be in on whatever it is that you are doing together? All 53 guys?
Okay. Yeah.
Is that important to you?
Yeah, it is. Wow. And because I think as players, we all care for each other. You know, we spend a lot of time in this building. You guys see us when other guys have events. No matter what the day is, I mean, there was a Mayo Bowl with hosting by James White the same day as Dante Hightower's event. If you went to the Mayo Bowl in the beginning, you saw a ton of guys. Then if you went to the Hightower event, you saw a lot of guys leave the Mayo Bowl then go to Hightower's event. And that's not because it's mandatory. It's because we actually care about each other and we care about the causes that people have. And, you know, I think that just goes to show when we go and do something, obviously what we do together is play football and we try to do that well together. So I think anything that gives us a chance to be together and unified, we want to do that, and we want to do it well. So I don't think that's ever changed for any player here, that we've always tried to respect everybody's wishes as teammates and do what we feel is best for the team and each player in that locker room.
Final question.
Luke Kuechly, when we asked him yesterday, just practicing against him, said he's sort of like Darren Sproles. Use Deion Lewis as an example. And what do you see from him in terms of what he's like to
grow? I mean, that's the thing. He's sort of like Darren Sproles, but then he's also sort of like a slot receiver. So I think the tough thing is obviously his skill set is unbelievable, of being able to run in between the tackles, get sweeps going outside, get in a passing game. And I think what makes tough is how they use him. You know, you get, for us defensively, we always get the personnel coming in from the sideline, and you know, you hear a personnel that involves him and Stewart both in the game, and it's like, well, we don't know where McCaffrey's going to be. Is he going to be in the backfield? Is he going to be split out? So it forces us a lot of communication for us, and when we get that personnel, it's kind of like, hey, we got this personnel alert to see where 22's at. Let's see how it's playing, and, you know, we're going to have to do a lot of talking throughout the play. You know, if he lines up in the slot and then he moves back into the backfield, that's going to add more communication. So it's a high awareness of just where he's at all times, because they do a good job of using him in many different ways.
Anyone you can think of that has been like that in your 8 years here?
I would say like Sproles, and then, I mean, you go down the line with us where there was Woodhead, Shane, D-Lou, James White, those guys that are, I mean, because it's one thing to play a guy anywhere, but when a guy has a skill set to match it, like you see McCaffrey go up on a wheel route and the ball's too high, he goes and plucks it out of the air. Or like when we was here and Shane would catch balls in the back of the end zone. Like, that's tough, because the guy's not just lined out there as a decoy. He can actually make plays at the receiver position.
No problem.